Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden. I want to welcome you to episode 316 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? You guys have been, and I certainly appreciate it. So, obviously, the big story this week is the trial of Derek Chauvin, or Chauvin, the cop that killed George Floyd. I've seen it already called the George Floyd trial. Unfortunately, it is not. Fortunately, that is not correct. It is the Chauvin trial. Now, we absolutely know from experience with this, this will be one more time where George Floyd, the victim, is put on trial. The defense already has their plan. Their plan is to say that he was on drugs and that's what killed him. The drugs and his bad heart killed him. And a knee on his neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds, which actually on the first day they showed it was actually over 9 minutes from the arrest, from the original takedown. But yeah, the defense is like, no, that has nothing to do with it. A knee on your neck. No, that didn't kill him. It was the drugs. You know, that is the defense. The defense is really like, don't believe what you see. And we're seeing it over and over because they showed the famous 846 video, but they've also shown some other videos taken by other people and the testimony in the first couple of days. And it's some of it you'd have to say is expert testimony because it came from like an off-duty paramedic who saw him down and said the man is dying. And the paramedics, the EMTs who showed up, said the man is dead. A fireman who said it was a lifeless body. Children who saw it have testified. I mean, the testimony has been damning, to say the least. In my opinion, which is so far from an expert opinion, but in my opinion, if this wasn't a cop, there wouldn't even be a trial. If there were this much evidence with videos and eyewitnesses, and even some of the eyewitnesses said, hey, my memory isn't perfect, you know, it was a year ago, blah, blah, blah. But there seems to be such a preponderance of evidence. Now, I have spoken to someone who is an expert. I have a friend. She's a lawyer. She's not a criminal defense lawyer, but one of the things she's worked on are false prosecutions or people who are in jail for old, like mainly it's old drug laws and the laws have changed, like people doing 25 years for having a bag of weed in places that weed is now decriminalized or legal. So she, my point being, she knows the legal system and how this works and she's a lawyer. And she said, the thing is they only need one juror. That's all they need for that whole reasonable doubt thing. They only need one juror. And one of the talking heads on HLN, who was also a prosecutor, he said, all you need is one pro-cop juror. That's what the defense wants. Just one juror who's pro-cop and the whole case falls apart. Unfortunately, they're armed and ready for anything. That they showed, you know, places boarded up, National Guard on standby, military vehicles in the streets, pretty much everything we didn't see during the Capitol insurrection, we're seeing in preparation for the verdict in the murder of George Floyd. It's so frustrating. I mean, I hope they get it right. That's all I can say. He's charged with second degree murder and third degree, I think, and manslaughter. And again, you'd have to be a lawyer to know exactly what the differences are, the nuance between the charges. But the point being, again, this is from my friend who's a lawyer. The reason they do multiple charges and descending charges is so that they can find him guilty of something. In other words, if he didn't murder him, but he contributed to his death, that's a different crime, but still a crime. So I guess we'll see. All we can do is watch. All we can do is watch, see how this turns out. But the whole defense of don't believe what you're seeing, if it wasn't a cop, if you or I were on trial and our defense lawyer, there were like all these videos and my defense lawyer said, well, we're going to tell them to not believe what they saw. I'd be like, let's make a deal. So I don't know. We've been down this road before. That's all I can say. We have seen numerous trials like this. Now, granted, this one is bigger because the world watched George Floyd get killed. I mean, I've said this before, that the pandemic made a difference because people were home. People were watching it. It wasn't like a news story, and it wasn't the he must have resisted or this or that. People sat at home and watched a handcuffed man with three cops on top of him. One put his knee in his neck. The man's saying, handcuffed man, saying he can't breathe, calling for his mama, and died. And we watched it in real time. We watched it happen. And now the defense lawyers are saying, don't believe that. That's only what you saw. We already heard the cop had said to one of the people, he's a sizable man. I'm a sizable black man. I've heard this so many times. Big black man, superhuman strength, blah, 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 blah. It's a justification for killing. And I hope that is not the case this time. I can't even say I'll be surprised if it is. I don't know what, you know, I was on a radio show and someone said, what do I think's going to happen if Chauvin gets a not guilty? I don't even know, man. I don't even know. Are things going to blow up again? I don't know. Nobody knows. Wow. Round two, I guess. The murder of George Floyd being round one, the trial being round two. I don't know how this is going to go. We all wish we weren't here, and yet none of us are surprised that we are here. I don't know if you've been watching the trial or highlights of the trial or reading the news, but this testimony, and I haven't been watching all of it, but I've seen a fair amount of it, and it is tough. It is tough, and people on the stand are emotional because they're reliving this, and it's traumatic. It's traumatic to watch somebody get killed, especially slowly. I think that would be even more traumatic, watching it happen over 8 and 9 minutes. And they had like the 911 operator who knew something was wrong and dispatched more cops to the cops. It's, wow, there is a lot here. It is very emotional. And I don't know, I don't think anyone knows how it's going to go, but I'll tell you this, I believe what I saw. I don't care what you say, defense attorney, even if he was, had fentanyl in his system or something like that, he wasn't resisting. How do you resist laying on the ground with three people on top of you and one has a knee in your neck? How do you resist that? How are you a threat to them? Are you fucking kidding me? Well, I guess we'll see. I hope this doesn't go bad. I hope the city doesn't get burned down. And I'm not saying it's right to burn the city down. I'm saying these situations are, you talk about a powder keg. If they come up with some bullshit, all right, I could talk about this for the next half hour, but I would just be repeating myself. So I'm going to move on. Have you heard about this infrastructure package that the Biden administration has come up with? Now, this is big. This is big, okay? We're talking $2 trillion. And this proposal, see, when you say infrastructure, people think, oh, we're going to pave the roads, fix the potholes. No, this is updating and improving the entire infrastructure of the United States. So this is roads, bridges. We've seen those bridges crumbling and stuff. Airports, broadband. Yeah, improving broadband. You know, there are other countries, Japan, for example, where your phone just works everywhere. It's just taken for granted. Everywhere you go, there's high speed broadband service. It's normal. And for us not to have it, particularly people in rural areas who I have a friend and he's a comic and he needs fast internet to work and to do Zooms and stuff like that. And he actually bought an RV because he lives out in, I guess, farmland. He's got a farmhouse, so it must be a farm. But anyway, he can't get high-speed internet. He has that weird satellite internet thing, which doesn't work. So he had he bought an RV as his office, and he pulls it up to his sister's house, and he plugs into her internet just so he can work. So improving that infrastructure is important. We're also talking about water systems, electric grids. We've seen how bad the grids were. We saw what happened in Texas. And if we're going to be expanding to electric vehicles, we're going to need electric grids. So all of this job training program, so people who worked in the old economy can work in the new, more advanced economy. And it's all planned to be paid for by raising the corporate tax rate to 28%. Mitch McConnell, small, not the leader of the Senate, but still the leader of the party of no, vows that no Republican, he vowed no Republican will vote for this bill. He didn't give any alternatives. He didn't say anything about a willingness to compromise or any, no. That's it. No. But I no. What and not just him. He says all Republicans, because they follow in lockstep, right? Whatever he says, they do. He said they will all vote no on this. Again, no alternative, no nothing. I'm going to fight them every, this is the quote, I'm going to fight them every step of the way because I think this is the wrong prescription for America. He didn't give a right prescription for America. What we have certainly isn't the right prescription for America. So many people, ask the people in Texas how great the infrastructure is. You know, when they were freezing to death, everyone except Ted Cruz, who hopped his ass down to Cancun. And he will vote no on this bill because, well, again, I quote Lewis Black, because why in the fuck not? So that's it. No alternative, nothing, just no. Oh, by the way, raising the corporate tax rate to 28%, yeah, it's still lower than it's been in the last 70 years. It still would be lower than it's been in the last 70 years. So that means back when people were getting rich in the 70s and the 80s, they were paying more than a 28% tax rate, and it worked. Lower than it's been in the past 70 years, but they're just voting no, 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 no. And I don't know about you, but I just love how the Biden administration is handling Fox News. They sent Pete Buttigieg, and Pete's not afraid. Pete's not afraid of Fox News. We already know that. So he went to that Fox News morning show nonsense, and they of course wanted to attack him. So they had Dana Perino and Bill Hemmer. So Hemmer starts running up his numbers, blah blah blah. There's $650 billion to improve the electrical grid and broadband internet access, etc. $174 billion to spur development and sales of electric vehicles. And he says they found out 5.6% is dedicated to roads and bridges. Only 5.6%. So Buttigieg, again, I just love this guy. I love how he's handling this. He says, we're talking about roads and bridges, rails and transit, airports and ports. He said, this is a quote, as you mentioned, we're talking about things like the grid. I don't know why anybody would say that it's a mistake to invest in the grid after what we just witnessed in Texas, right? We saw citizens living in Texas melting snow in their bathtubs to be able to flush their toilets. So yes, infrastructure includes energy infrastructure. And he kept going. Quote, good infrastructure planning is always about looking to the future. You know, railroads were not part of the infrastructure until we built them. Said, I'm sure in the Eisenhower era, they weren't thinking about things like broadband. They were still working on electrification, which would have sounded newfangled in its time. You know, that newfangled electricity. Got to work on that. Yeah, so he destroyed them. And then Perino tried her thing, saying there weren't any shovel-ready jobs in the Obama administration. Hey, did they miss there was an administration in between? Well, Pete did. Pete said coal jobs went down under Trump. Yeah, there were no shovel-ready jobs in coal. Remember when Trump was going to bring back coal? When you talk about having shovel-ready jobs, maybe if your guy said he was going to bring back coal, that would be where you'd have those shovel-ready jobs. Pete handled it. They say you don't un who is they? I don't know who they are, but they say a lot of shit. There's a saying that you don't understand something unless you can explain it to a 5-year-old. Pete has to explain these things to 5-year-olds for a living. Every time he goes to Fox News, he's thinking like, oh, the children, I gotta break it down again. So yeah, yes, children of Fox News, yes. The internet is part of infrastructure, just like, as he said, electricity. Before it was in every home, before it was what we take for granted, it was part of the infrastructure. And you know whose responsibility that is? The government. I get so tired of these idiots, and the willfully ignorant are even more annoying. But the ones who say the government should shut up. Who do you think gets power everywhere? Who do you think is responsible for railways, for phone service, and now the internet, and going forward, electricity for electric cars? Yeah, private companies will sell it, but it's the government that sets it up. It's the government that makes sure that if you live in somewhere in Montana, that you get electricity just like someone who lives in New York. Okay, that because you're out in a rural area and it snows a lot and it's pretty tough. You ever drive through the West? You ever see those wires? The power wire, I mean, in the middle of nowhere. And think, who put those up? Who put those? The government did. The government got those roads built and everything. That's what the government does, people. The government takes care of people, not just super rich people, not just corporations, McConnell. The people. Simple things that you take for granted and you're like, I wonder where that came from. Yeah, the government built it way back when.
Okay, everybody, listen, it's George Lopez, and I have some exciting news. I need a kidney. No, listen, my new podcast, and it's called Oh My God High, and with my man Brian.
Hi, hi, everybody.
How would you describe Oh My God High?
I would describe it as the world through George Lopez's non-filtered life.
With me, everything I've done, I've been George Lopez, so everybody thinks that they know me when they see me, and they don't. I'm not even sure I know myself. I think with Oh My God High, I think I'll find out shit about myself. And listen, I want people to be a big part of the show, so we will have call-ins, and I'll give advice. If you love money, sex, music, whatever, big into music, big into not so much throwing Pablo anymore, but you start calling in and leave a message at 818-533-1843. Subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Oh My God High on all things comedy. I hope people realize that I've always been a puto. You're just finding it out right now.
So, and speaking of children, okay, anti-mask people just act like adults. You know, it's really annoying when you see, because now some restaurants are open and stuff like, when you see the people who feel like they got away with something because they didn't wear a mask. I was in this place, just pizza joint, right? It's just a pizza joint. It's good. So again, it's what you do. They're not attacking your right to be American. American, some bitch. America ain't wearing masks, some bitch. Fuck NASCAR, right? No, they're not attacking that. They're just saying wear a mask, okay? So this guy goes in and watch him. It's hilarious. He's not wearing a mask, so he closes his hoodie and then pulls that up over his nose and mouth, right? And then he gets a slice of pizza. Then he goes, and the guy says, "Hey, you have to wear a mask." He's like, "I don't have to wear a mask because I'm eating." And he was so proud of himself. They're children. It's just like a child saying, "I don't have to listen to your rules." They are fucking children. I wish you've heard me say that before. You'll hear it again. Because I don't know. How do you deal with that? God bless the people, particularly in the food industry, but any small business that has to deal with these children, because it can't be easy. It can't be easy, and you're not allowed to hit them with sticks, which is what you should do. We are brought to you by Caliper CBD. That's right. You know about CBD, okay? CBD, how it makes you feel, It can relax you. CBD is good for you. Caliper gives you a better way to take CBD. Okay, Caliper CBD powder, completely tasteless, mixes easily into food or a nice cold drink, right? No weird taste, no none of that nasty mouth aftertaste. You don't have to worry about taking too little or too much. Each packet is measured. I've taken this stuff. It works quick. It takes about 15 minutes to kick in. Completely THC free. It's not drugs. You're not going to get high or any of that, which might be a disappointment to some people, but that's the truth. Okay, so give it a shot. Try it today. You get 20% off your first order when you use promo code Alonzo, A-L-O-N-Z-O. That's how I spell it. No S. I use a Z. So what do you want to do? You want to go to trycaliper.com/Alonzo. Get 20% off your first order. You can try Caliper CBD risk-free for 30 days. If you don't love it, they give you a full refund, all right? So try it out, caliper.com/Alonzo. Don't forget promo code Alonzo for that 20% off your first order. And we're also brought to you by, and I've tried these are great, Blue Blocks, okay? Blue Blocks makes the best sleep mask known to man, all right? Let me tell you about these sleep masks, okay? It's Blue Box, B-L-U-B-L-O-X. They block out everything. Now, I've had those sleep masks, you know, the ones that kind of look like a, I don't know, like a blindfold. Yeah, like a blindfold. This isn't that. These things are, for one thing, they're padded around the eye. They literally foam padding around the eye, which is much more comfortable, blocks out all the light. But also, rather than that elastic strap that can go around your ears or be annoying, these have a wide strap and Velcro, okay? I got a big-ass head. It's big enough for my head. It fits comfortably. And I'll tell you how I tried them, because I'm not flying. I'm not flying like I always do. I got my puppy. You guys heard me talk about the Hulk. Well, the Hulk had to get up early to go to potty, to walk him, right? So I got to get up. Initially, I was having to get up every couple hours. So I'd get up 4:30 in the morning, take the Hulk out, right? Hulk pees, come back up. Now I want to get back to sleep, but the sun's coming up. Now it's really annoying. So I tried these. I put them on. Wow. Complete darkness. I love them. And I'm not a normal user of sleep masks, but I'm telling you, this is great. The foam is comfortable. The adjustable head strap with Velcro. How come I forgot how to talk? I'm sorry about this. Lightweight. You won't even notice that you have them on, okay? The best sleep mask available. Please support them because they support this show. Get yours today and 20% off with the code Alonzo at blueblocks.com/Alonzo. That's blueblocks.com/Alonzo. 20% off. blueblocks.com/Alonzo. Use the code Alonzo. Get your 20% off. You will sleep like a baby with these things on. Like a baby in darkness. Okay. Getting back to children. The Republicans. Isn't that funny how children and Republicans just seems to go together? The Republicans are very upset over the Democrats' voting rights bill. You know, H.R. 1, also called the For the People Act. So this bill is supposed to make it easier for people to vote, expand vote by mail, expand the voting in advance to 15 days, etc. They'll even, and I know this is crazy, but this bill would allow you to give water to someone standing in line in the hot sun waiting to vote. I know, it's unbelievable. Well, the Republicans obviously hate this because they've all said it. I was talking about this last week. You heard it from McConnell and from Cruz and from all of them, that the more people are allowed to vote, the less chance Republicans have of winning an election. So they don't want you to vote. But this is interesting. Kyle McKenzie, he's a research director for the Koch-run advocacy group Stand Together, as in Koch brothers, okay? So he told the conservatives and the Republican congressional staffers, they had their phone call where they work on their strategy. He said, when the public heard a neutral description, That would mean the truth. That's what they mean by neutral description. When the public heard a neutral description of the Democrats' H.R. 1, Americans were generally supportive of the plan. And, quote, the most worrisome part, end quote, for the right is that conservative voters, quote, were actually as supportive as the general public when they read the neutral description. In fact, McKenzie warned, there's a large chunk of conservatives who are supportive of these type of efforts. Why? What part do they like? Quote, stops billionaires from buying elections. That's what they like. The Republican people, given the truth, given a neutral explanation, like this bill because it will stop billionaires from buying elections. Can you imagine saying that at the something financed by the Koch brothers, assholes? Yeah. You know how upset, I mean, that you talk about, please don't shoot the messenger. You know, this guy walked in like, please, I just don't kill me. We did a survey. We told people the truth. And it turns out conservatives want it to be okay to vote. They actually want to expand the right to vote so everyone can do it. And they want to stop billionaires from controlling elections. Please don't kill me. Please don't kill me. Please don't kill me. I'm just telling you what happened. We told them the truth. I know we don't normally tell them the truth. Believe me, it was completely anonymous. So that's what happened. And again, on this voting rights, look at the... If I wish you could see the picture of the smile on this guy's face. The CEO of Delta, Ed Bastian, obviously should go into politics. Because if you saw this smile... You know that smile, I have a friend, he was in the car business for forever, 20 some odd years, and I used to tell him he had a 60% smile. And what that meant was whenever he smiled at me like that, I knew about 60% of what he was saying was true and the rest was bullshit. It's an old school car thing where they sort of tell you the truth, but not quite. That's the look on this guy's face when he's doing this press conference. Now, when Georgia first came out with this Jim Crow laws about voting, right, he sent out a memo and he said he understood concerns about the law, but praised several elements and suggested it had, quote, improved considerably during the legislative process. Yeah, then the boycotts came. See, here's the thing about voting rights. Now, you again, just look at history, Ed. Just look at history. Remember the 60s? Okay, look it up. Black people boycott shit. They boycotted buses, the lunch counters, they didn't spend their money, okay? And that changed a lot of, that's what sparked a lot of these Civil Rights Act. It was a tool. So when he, the CEO of Delta, one of the biggest employers in Georgia and a huge airline, said that he thought it was okay to take away people's right to vote, a lot of black people said, well, I think it's okay to fly American. Or United, or whoever. Don't think it's okay to fly Delta. Took this guy 5 days to flip. On Friday, he said, yeah, it's improved considerably. It's not bad. It's okay, I live with it. By Wednesday, he said, the final bill is unacceptable and does not match Delta's values. And then he continued the lie. After having time to fully understand all that is in the bill, coupled with discussions with leaders and employers in the black community, it's evident that the bill includes provisions that will make it harder for many underrepresented voters, particularly black voters, to exercise their constitutional rights, and that is wrong. Fuck you, buddy. Fuck you. You're full of shit. Yeah, it is wrong. And it was wrong when it was written, and it was wrong when it was passed behind closed doors, and it was wrong when a black woman got arrested for knocking on those closed doors. And now that you see it's going to lose some money for your airline and your fucking stock options and however many millions of dollars you're making, yeah, now, this isn't good. Yeah, kiss my ass. It wasn't good from the beginning. You're full of shit, and, that's probably why you're a CEO. Ugh. You know what I'm going to talk to you about? I'm going to get away from this knucklehead. And we're brought to you by BetterHelp.com. We are sponsored by BetterHelp.com, and they do a fantastic job because BetterHelp.com is involved in mental health, helping your mental health, working you through problems. Listen, you're not the only one. It's been a rough year. We all know it's a rough year. It ain't over yet, okay? You got stress. You've got just depression, anxiety, maybe unemployment. You may have been through some trauma, anger, just general anger at what's going on with the world. Maybe you met this Delta guy. I don't know. Grief, self-esteem. How often has low self-esteem got in the way of your happiness? How often have you not thought you're worth it, so you didn't even try? And I can say that that's happened to me. I know what that's like. BetterHelp.com is about helping you, okay? It is about mental health, working with a professional. This isn't a self-help line or anything like that. No, you talk to a professional counselor, okay, securely online. Timely and thoughtful responses. You can schedule weekly sessions through video or phone. Okay, it's more affordable than traditional counseling, and it's available worldwide. Anything you share is confidential. So it's convenient, professional, affordable. This is real. This is real. BetterHelp.com. That's H-E-L-P. Now, I want you to live a happier life. I want you to feel better. I want you to know you're not the only one. I want you to get help. It's okay. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at BetterHelp.com/Alonzo. Okay, look, over 1 million people have already done it, taken charge of their mental health, and you can do it too. BetterHelp, HELP.com/Alonzo. I'm a believer in mental health, people. I love them as a sponsor. Thank you. All right. Let's lighten it up. I don't even know. Is lighten up the right? When I say lighten up, I mean news that are ridiculous. How's that? Or we could just call it bullshit, whatever you want. So Matt Gaetz, this guy, you know, he's Florida. He's a Trumper. And here's the thing. I talked about this before. These Republican crazies are locked in on child molesting, right? We had Pizzagate was a child molesters run by Hillary, and the QAnon accuses people of child molesting and this and that. And this is like years ago. Years ago, I said it when they were attacking gay marriage. I said, every one of them that attacks gay marriage is gay. And it would happen over and over. You'd have these preachers and these Congress people and representatives, and they'd, no gay marriage. And then the video would come out, or the recording, or the gay lover, or whatever. Nothing wrong with being gay. Absolutely nothing wrong with being gay. But it was like, why, if you're gay and you've had gay sex and gay experiences, why would you speak out against gay marriage and call the spotlight to yourself? If you want to stay in the closet, shut up. But anyway, it happened over and over. They proved me right over and over. So this guy Gaetz, here's another one. Okay, talking about, you know, the morality and the blah, blah, blah. Yeah, he is now under federal investigation, not only having sex with a 17-year-old, but traveling the kid across state lines to have sex repeatedly. And that is illegal. That is illegal. That is called sex trafficking. And the other Republicans don't want to take pictures with him. They don't. He couldn't even get through a damn Tucker Carlson interview. Tucker Carlson said he's crazy. Now he's saying he's a victim of a $25 million extortion plot and blah, 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 blah. Said he hasn't had sex with a 17-year-old since he was 17. And people are like, you know, you need a lawyer up. You need a lawyer up. Fox News won't hire him. He can't get that job. And man, when you get to where Fox News won't hire you, you as a Republican, if you're a disgraced Republican, like say a Trump, right, Lara, Fox will give you a job. Kayleigh McEnany, the liar, idiot, Fox News give you. When you get to the point that Fox News won't give you a job and you're a Republican who is, quote, disgraced, well, I don't know. How low is low? How low is low? Fox News won't hire you. Jesus. Alabama. They say it's not the South, and yet continually it's the South. So Alabama State Representative Jeremy Gray introduced a bill that would allow yoga to be practiced voluntarily at public schools. Yoga. To allow a bill, a law, that says you're allowed to do yoga at public school. Who knew it was illegal to do yoga at public school? Well, I guess the people of Alabama. And they want to keep it that way because the state legislature upheld a ban against yoga, which has been strictly prohibited since 1993. Why? Why does Alabama ban yoga? Because, oh, this is great. This is what's in the ban. The ban says, school personnel shall be prohibited from using any techniques that involve the induction of hypnotic states, guided imagery, meditation, or yoga. And additionally ban the use of the word namaste. Why? Because yoga is rooted in Hinduism. That's right. Namaste my ass with your Hinduism. Listen, we are in a country that has freedom of religion, but that is not important as my freedom to carry my gun and shoot you at the school. I can shoot you at the school, but you better not be practicing yoga there, you some bitch. And I'm not making fun or making light of school shootings. I'm making light of how ridiculous and hypocritical and stupid this shit is. Okay, don't come to me. This country doesn't have a national religion. And public schools, you'd be allowed to do what you want. And we're talking about yoga. What am I doing? You can't say namaste. The hell is wrong? These are the same people who run around yelling about freedom. I got freedom to buy an AR-15. I got freedom to have a 50-round clip on my gun. I got freedom to open carry my gun to the grocery store or to the church or whatever. But don't you say namaste, some bitch. Finally, their leader, Trumpy, the billionaire, the greatest billionaire, is the bigger billions, more money, blah, blah, blah. Pay your debts. Kevin McKay worked as a bodyguard for Trump for 5 years, said that Trump owes him $130 for a McDonald's order. Mind you, how much food can you get for $130 at McDonald's? That's a lot of cheeseburgers, even for that fat bastard. But he says they were in London. Trump said he never, Trump said he didn't have the money. You know, he didn't have any pounds on him, any pound notes. Can you cover this? And when I get some money, I'll give it back to you. Can you front me the cash? He took the orders. He bought 20 cheeseburgers, fries, 10 or 15 Cokes. Then he took the orders for the other people who were eating. And, yeah, never heard about it again. Never got the money. 13 years later, still waiting for that $130. Well, my friend, you better get it quick because them lawsuits against Trump are piling up and that $130 just might not be there. So, who's paying attention? You are, and I appreciate it. It's Alonzo Bowden saying, namaste.